Blog Talk Radio.
We don't know what a sin will cause. We don't want to be bothered with consequences. Our Father who loves us, he will give us a whipping if we do wrong, if he loves us. But if you're bad and you're continuing bad and have not asked to be saved, then he won't bother you. He'll just let you do you're doing that's wrong until he gets fed up with you, and then he might take you out of here. You know that when there's sin, there's death. Death leads to sin, and you don't want that. I want you sheep to turn your Bibles to Matthew. That's spelled M-A-T-T-H-E-W. That's in the New Testament. Turn to Chapter 7, and I will start reading in your hearing verse 1 until I get tired. Judge not, that ye be not judged. Did you hear that, sheep? That you be not judged. For with the judgment you judge, ye shall be judged, and with the measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. But, and why beholdest thou the mote that is in your brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in your own eye? Oh, how will thou say to your brother, let me pull out the mote out of your eye, and behold, a beam is in your own eye? You hypocrite. First, cast out the beam out of your own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of your brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs. Neither cast you the pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. I have read in your hearing chapter 7, Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 7. Pray that our Father will give you all an understanding. And I want you to see, when you get a chance, to go back over it for yourself. Now let us have a word of prayer. Father, thank you. Father in heaven, thank you for all that we have and all that you're going to give us. Thank you for blessing us with prosperity and with health and all the good things that you deserve or say that we should have. Please do not let Satan take away anything more from us or cause any more problems to us. We ask you that prayer in your son's name, Yeshua's name, also better known as Jesus. Amen. Now let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Friday evening to you all. It's the beginning of Sabbath. Most of you know, and who those of you who are members of who follow the Sabbath know that Sabbath starts on Friday evening and ends on Saturday evening. So you're not to do anything, no work or anything. If you have a job, you pray to our Father in heaven, and if he says it's okay, you do that. If it's not okay, and you have other means for income, then you don't have to work on a Sabbath. You are to keep it holy and rest. You are to try to do what our Father in heaven says. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. You know, when it's a virgin, a V-E-R-S-I-O-N, it's not the real thing. It's as close to or similar to what it should be. And there are several different types of Bible out there. Most of them say the same things. However, started out with King James Version of the Bible. That's what my parents gave me, and that's what I'm with right now. So I'm reading to you from the King James Version of the Bible. I want you sheep to have your three P's ready. And your three P's are your pen, paper, and pencil. Now, nowadays there are things like notebooks and tablets and cell phones, and I'd call them small computers where you can take your notes. There may be something that I will say that you will need to hear. And you want to remember it later, you'll be able to jot it down. Now, I am going to read in Exodus chapter 13 and 14, if God allows me to, and if I stop running my mouth. Now, on the computer, it says that I'm going to read you the second plague. That our Father in heaven caused the Egyptians to have before, because the Pharaoh would not let the people go in America. They don't want to pay us as they have paid other groups of people. And we are the ones that actually did the work as well as discovered other things. For instance, a woman out of New York, she discovered, I call it numbers. It's a game that you play. And it was making big time money. You know who took it over and who has it. That's right. The one who is in rule today over us. I don't think he has that person. Well, it says, judge not, lest ye be dead. So I am not judging them. I'm just saying they take things that are not theirs, and we have to get them back. We should. And I should not say that. I think that we should. Our Father in heaven will do what he's going to do. And I hope that he comes 400 years up, as it is written in my history book from years ago. I had that class back in about 35 years ago. And I had that book up until about 3 or 4 months ago. Now I can't find it. I don't know where it is, but it's somewhere in this house. Nonetheless, I will be reading to you tonight Exodus, that's spelled E-X-O-D-U-S, chapter 13 and 14, if I stop running off at the mouth, telling you what I want to tell you. Of course, I want to tell you about keeping the feast or God's festivals. Of course, you know to keep the Sabbath day. Then there's the Passover. And we're going to read about that. We're going to read, too. It's very interesting for you to note in chapter 13 and 14 that the Hebrews, us people, the black people, God gave this stuff to us. We got to realize that and start reading your Bibles. Okay, let me stop talking and running off at the mouth and read what is written in here. And we're going to see where the laws and the decrees or whatever came from. And they were given to the Hebrews. They were given to the children of Israel. If you don't know now, I will tell you, we are the Hebrews, the ones that the people in Psalms 83, those people tried to get rid of us, but they didn't get rid of all of us. Some of our foreparents, remember. And some told us and some did not. We just have to go to the library and look and read for ourselves and pay attention to the History Channel. Listen so much at one time. I had said, no, I'm not going to listen to the History Channel no more. But I find that I miss it. And I think that I'm going to have to ask my cable provider to give me that program again. And that costs money. And I don't have a lot of money. Let me start reading chapter 13, verse 1. And I'll just read on down until I get finished. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, sanctify. Sanctify means dedicate unto me the foreign. Whatsoever opens the womb among the children of Israel, both man and beast. Beast is animal. It is mine. And Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which ye came out from Egypt, out from the house of bondage. And bondage means slavery. For by strength of hand of the Lord brought you out from this place, and there is in there shall no leavened bread be eaten. This day came you out in the month Abib, and that's April. It's spelled A-B-I-B, and that is April. So let us remember, for us black folks, we are Hebrews, the ones that were brought over on a slave ship, and those who suffered along with us. You may as well consider yourself a Hebrew and start obeying God's law. When I say they, those who are in rule in white now, it is the white man who is in rule. They took that away from us and made us forget who we are and what we're supposed to do. But because our foreparents were disobedient, and this is the punishment that we got for our foreparents being disobedient and not following our Heavenly Father's rules or laws. They should have followed Moses. But he's going to start giving us, if I read on, you'll see that he gives us the first law. These are the laws that he gave us. We are to remember this day that we came out of from bondage, and bondage is slavery. So we came out in April, verse 5, and it shall be when the Lord shall bring into the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, in which he swore unto your fathers to give you a land flowing with milk and honey, that thou shalt keep this service in this month. So in the month of April, in April 19 of next year, we are to celebrate. It's going to be the Passover. Remember this day, April, that we came out of Egypt. We are to celebrate that. Most of you want to celebrate on Christmas and the Halloween and New Year's Day, but that's not our time to celebrate. Our time to celebrate comes in April and on the Sabbath day. Those are the times that we are to celebrate day each day. Well, on Saturdays at least. But nonetheless, let me stop talking and try to read to you so that you can understand what we are supposed to do. So that's the first thing that we are to do. We are to remember the month of celebrating, for we came out of it. And I'm going to read it. The Lord will tell you what you're to do. And it shall be when the Lord shall bring you into the land of the Canaanites and the Hivites and the Amorites and the Hittites and the Jebusites, which he swore, the Lord, that he is the Lord, swear unto your fathers to give you a land flowing with milk and honey, that you shall keep this service in that this month. So in April, we'll keep that service. 7 days thou shalt unleavened bread. When you have unleavened bread, is bread made without baking powder and yeast. For you, those of you who do not know, in the 7 days shall be a feast to the Lord. See, we didn't quite know how to celebrate the days 7 days of unleavened bread. So we're supposed to eat seven, we're supposed to go 7 days without eating leavened bread. It shall be a feast unto the Lord. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and there shall no leavened bread be seen in thee, neither shall there be leaven seen with thee, with you in all thy quarters. And thou shalt show you thy sons in that day, saying, let me read verse 8 again. And thou shalt show thy sons in that day, saying, this is done because of that which the Lord did unto me when I came forth out of Egypt. And it shall be for us a sign unto thee upon thy hand, and for a memorial between thine eyes, that the Lord's law may be in thy mouth. And with a strong hand has the Lord brought you out of Egypt. You shall therefore keep this ordinance. And an ordinance is a law or a decree in this season from year to year. So you to celebrate that from year to year. The eating of unleavened bread 7 days. And then remember the month of Abib, that's April, verse 11. And it shall be when the Lord shall bring you into the land of the Canaanites, and as he sware unto you and to your fathers, and shall give it, thou shalt set apart unto you the Lord all that opens the matrix, and the matrix is the womb, and every firstling that cometh of a beast which thou hast, the male shall be the Lord's. Did you get that sheep? The male shall be the Lord's. So when the first thing that comes out of the womb, if it's a male child, it shall be the Lord's. That's what you should understand. That's what I understand. Verse 13, and every firstling of an ass, well, you can say donkey, thou shalt redeem with a lamb. And if thou keep, and if thou will not redeem it, then thou shalt break his neck. And all the firstborn of man among the children shalt thou redeem. And redeem means to get back or to recover. And it shall be when thy sons, you, in the time to come, saying, what is this? What thou shalt say unto him? By strength of the hand of the Lord brought us out of Egypt, out from Egypt, from the house of bondage. Again, bondage means slavery. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh would hardly let us go, that the Lord slew all the firstborn in the land of Egypt. So the things that you should remember, 10 different things. And here is the last thing. All of the firstborn, I didn't tell you that. I told you about the blood in the land from the river being was in the water, the blood on the land, instead of water, was blood. It was turned into blood. Then there was the plague of the frogs, the lice. Thank you. You remember the flies and the plague upon the cattle, boils and sores. You remember. Thank you. And then there was a plague of hail and fire and locusts and darkness for 3 days. And here is the 10th one, where it says that it was death upon the firstborn in Egypt. That is what caused the people to go. I don't know why. And that is what caused the Pharaoh to let the people of Israel leave Egypt, or let the people go, as he had told Moses and Aaron to tell the Pharaoh. But it wasn't until the final plague that our Father in Heaven brought on Egypt. And again, that was to the firstborn and the firstborn of beasts. Therefore, I sacrifice to the Lord all the opening of the matrix, all the opening of the wounds, being male, but all the firstborn of my children redeemed. So when he said redeem, that means to get back or recover. And that is like, is that where it to me sounds like? To me, I'm thinking that our Father tells us to go. You and in Matthew, I forget what it is. You are to go you forth and recover the people. I can't find it now because I'm reading. I want you all to understand. And I want to read all of 13 and 14. I'm at verse 16 of chapter 13. And it shall be for a token upon thy hand and for a frontlet between thine eyes, for thy strength of thy hand of the Lord brought of Egypt. And I need to read 16 again because I need to understand what he's saying. And it shall be for a token upon your hand and for frontlet between thine eyes. That were you supposed to wear something upon your hand and then on your head between your eyes, for by strength of the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt. And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest perhaps the people, or peradventure, the people repent when they see war, and they turn to Egypt. Verse 18, but God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up harness out of the land of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, and he carried straightly sworn. It means he strictly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you will carry up my bones away from this place with you. It says, from this, carry my bones away hence from, that means, hence means from this place with you. And they took their journey from Sukkot and encamped in Ephraim in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went between them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to lead them light, to give them light, to go by day and by night. He took away the pillar of cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. So he didn't take that away from the people. What we've learned here are two things, I think, maybe three. We are to celebrate coming out from, and we are the Hebrews. I just found that out about 2 or 3 weeks ago reading that. We are the Hebrews. Because of chapter Genesis 15, Moses, our Father in heaven, told Moses that we would be slaves again 400 years in another country that is not ours. And my history book that I had from years ago, we were brought to this land that is not ours. It'll be 400 years June next year. I think it's around June, somewhere around the middle of June. I forget the date that my history book said, but it's next year. We were brought here 1619 in June to be slaves. And from 1619 to 2019, the 400 years will be up in June of next year. And I expect my father to come. He may not come. He probably will not come at the time that I want him to come. But nonetheless, he will probably be here soon, sometime. Now, I got 11 minutes left. I'm going to start reading in chapter 14. What we should remember from chapter 13 is that we are to eat no leavened bread for 7 days. For 7 days we should eat unleavened bread. Not to have any rising bread with yeast or baking powder, I say. With no kind of bread that rises for 7 days. And then we are to give the firstborn out of our matrix, from the firstborn from our womb, we are to dedicate that to our Heavenly Father. Those are the two things that I want you to remember. Now let's go into chapter 14, because, and that's the law. He's given us the law. He gave the law to black folks in the desert. He started doing that. Now, verse 14. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn in camp before Pi-Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, over against Baal-Zephon, before it shall be encamped by the sea. For Pharaoh will say to the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness have shut them in, and I will harden Pharaoh's heart that he shall follow after them, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. Verse 5, and it was told the king of Egypt that the people had fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people, and they said, why have they done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. Verse 7, and he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt, and the captain of every one of them. And the Lord hardened the hearts of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued means followed after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with an high hand, and the Egyptian pursued after them all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, and he and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them in camp by the sea, besides Piharoth, before Baal-Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes and beheld the Egyptians had marched after them. They had saw that the Egyptians had came following after them. And they were sore afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord, that they said unto Moses, because was no graves in Egypt, thou hast taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt us with us to carry us out of the land of Egypt? Is not this the word that we Egypt saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptian? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, stand still and see the salvation. And the salvation, you know, that it is the deliverance from sin and its consequences, right? You know that. I forgot. Oh, here. I am in verse 14. Let me finish reading verse 13 again. I read verse 13 again. I have 4 minutes. My goodness. I am not going to finish 14. I will finish much of it as I can. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall behold, and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me, speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. But lift thou up thy rod and stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I beheld, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon all his horse, his host, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord God, when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar from before their face, and stood between them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a camp, and it gave darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the ones came not near all that night. So what he did was he put the fire between them so the Egyptians would not come near the Israel camp at night. And Moses stretched forth his hand and over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went in the midst of the sea. I am going to stop at verse 22 of chapter Exodus chapter 14. And I will be back to read to you what I can Tuesday. I want you sheep to tell other sheep, and I thank you all for listening. We're learning so much. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for protecting us each night and as well as day from Satan, the evil one. And if it is your will, I will be with the sheep, as in James chapter 4, verse 15 says, if it's your will, I will be back next week with them. Now, I want the sheep to remember, I have 3 books on Amazon. I have The Unseen, The Passing, and The Broken Plan. And you sheep are not purchasing them. Purchase them. Make me a rich woman. I hope that you will. I pray that you will. And now I'm going to tell you who the 12 tribes are. Judah, the Black Americans, Benjamin, the West Indian Blacks, Levi, the Haitians, Ephraim, the Puerto Ricans, Manasseh, the Cubans, Simeon, Dominicans, Zebulon, Guatemalans, and Panama, the Mayans, Gad, the Native American Indians, Reuben, Seminole Indians, Asher. They are Colombia and Uruguay, the Incas, Issachar, the Mexican or Aztecs, Naphtali, the Argentinians. And I did not get to you to tell you all of the festivals. Well, I'll tell you quickly. There's the Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Day of Pentecost, the Day of Trumpets. That will be September the 10th. That will be next week. And then following that, that will be September the 19th. And then in Feast of Tabernacles, September the 24th through September the 30th, and then the last great day that will be on October 1st. Remember, our Father in heaven loves you. That's why he's going to protect you and save you. Be with me Tuesday, 11 p.m., 11 a.m.
Lift up my heart.